How do you spell strychnine?
S-T-R-Y-C-H-N-I-N-E.
This weekend in Wausau, 15 teams competed to answer that spelling question and more than 100 others in an effort to help an estimated 20,000 local people who lack basic reading and writing skills. The functionally illiterate include Southeast Asian and Hispanic immigrants trying to learn English for the first time. But Corrine Salzrud of the Marathon County Literacy Council says a surprising number are lifelong residents who are having a tough time coping with the information age.
Reading, writing, math, running a computer program, reading email, our increasingly technology-based society really requires higher and higher levels of reading and writing.
Salzrud says the Spelling Bee pays for textbooks and teaching tools for tutors who volunteer their time and talents.
The volunteers are absolutely critical to our program. We would die without them.
And the winning word?
Patois. P-A-T-O-I-S. Patois.
The Spelling Bee not only raised money, it raised awareness of the local illiteracy problem. It's a technique that's being repeated throughout the state. Later this month in Stevens Point, the Portage County Literacy Council is hosting a Scrabble competition. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.